Well, children, our school year is almost over, and with it, of course, our little sermons each day, which usually are about the saints, aren't they? Sometimes Father might tell you a story, but usually the sermons are about the daily saints. Now, you'll forget a lot of the names and the details, even the stories of the saints over the summer and over the years. And when you come back again in September, God willing, as I hope that you all will, because we have such a nice little school indeed, don't we? And you learn quite a bit and get a chance to pray quite a bit too. Well, when you come back in September, then it all starts over again. And probably by the time you get to high school, you'll remember some of the stories of some of the saints, and that's very important. But in these last days of school, I thought I would tell you that it's also very important to remember just two things in general. And they are L words. They start with an L. And the first is to look, and the second is to listen. Use your eyes and use your ears. Look. What should you look at? Well, when you come to church, always look at the altar and our Lord there in the very middle of the altar, our Blessed Mother. And don't forget to look at the saints. Sometimes there's big statues of the saints, or sometimes the daily saint might have flowers in front of the statue or extra candles, or they're little pictures that we usually put up every day. And they're for us to look at. We should look at them and look at them a second time and then say a little prayer while we're looking. If you look for today's saints, Peter and Marcellinus, you find them in the canon of the Mass after the consecration. They're in our missal every day of the year when there's a Mass. Father says those names, and today Father bows his head a little bit in honor of them. They are important saints because they're in the canon of the Mass. And then the other saint, Saint Erasmus, he's an important saint because he's a helper saint. We have 14 saints who help us out, and we call them holy helper saints. And then, of course, the other part is just to listen. I mean, when you're in church, you must always try to listen to the sermon, pay attention, and think if you are following, and maybe think, well, I should try to remember that, or I should put that into practice. Maybe that could be an inspiration for me. And as you learn to listen in the sermons, so too you would listen to your teacher all day long in the different classes, because your teacher doesn't speak for herself. She speaks for your benefit. And if your mind is 100 miles away, if you're distracted, well, then it's not going to help you any either, is it? So she's tiring herself out for nothing. Always listen. But just in general in life, children, listen. And who should you listen to especially? You should listen to old people especially. Why should you listen to old people especially? I'll tell you why. Because the old people have stories. Stories of what they saw when they were your age. Of what they did a long time ago. And sometimes these stories are so interesting, you might remember them far longer than you would ever remember a story that you heard in a sermon or something that you read about, because someone you know told you about this story. Ask. Sometimes you could ask your grandmother, your grandfather, or an aunt, or an uncle to tell you, what was it like back then? Or did you see that? Well, what was that like? And then listen to what they say. And sometimes those are even stories that you could pass on to somebody else. That's another very important way of learning. And of course, that's how much of our faith got passed on too, by these holy stories. For example, these two saints that we have today, who are mentioned in the canon of the Mass, how do we know their story? Well, one of the main ways we know their story is that there once upon a time was a little boy, and his name was Damasus. And his father was from Spain originally, and his father worked as a priest in Rome. And St. Damasus, when he was a boy, once came across an old soldier who used to work under the pagans as an executioner. He was in charge of chopping off people's heads. It must have been a rather unpleasant job, but probably you get used to whatever your job is. Well, once upon a time, he received the order to chop off the heads of today's two saints, Peter and Marcellinus. And so he did. And I don't know how the boy Damasus met him, but he asked for the story and he listened to the whole story and he remembered it. And later on, he became the Pope. And he wrote the story into sort of a Latin poem, and he had a beautiful shrine built, an altar, a church, in honor of these saints, and the church has never forgotten them. All because, I think, when he was a boy, he had a story. Do you see how important they are? That's why these little stories of the saints at the beginning or during the Mass always have a lot of importance. So the story is that Saint Peter was an exorcist, and an exorcist is one of the minor orders of the church, and he was in charge of driving out demons. And he was arrested for being a Christian and thrown into jail, and the jailer's daughter was possessed by the devil and caused her to be sick, and she suffered very much, that poor girl did, and her name was Paulina, and she was a pagan. Well, Saint Peter, being very charitable, said, "I'll pray for you and I'll drive the devil out for you." And so he did. He drove out the devil, and the girl was restored to good health. And the girl's father, the jailer, was so grateful that he let Saint Peter go. And Saint Peter took all of them to go to see the priest, whom he knew, named Father Marcellinus, and he baptized everybody. When the pagans found out about that, they were very angry, and they were thrown into prison again. Saint Peter and now Father Marcellinus too were thrown into jail, and they took away their clothes and they threw them on the floor. They were all tied up on pieces of broken glass that must have cut them and hurt very much. And then finally they were taken out secretly to a forest and they were beheaded. And that's how they died as martyrs. That's their story. And we know their story because one boy listened to the story that an old man told him one day. These are very precious children, and we pass our stories on still today. Now, what was the other point? Oh, yes. We have to remember when we're in school, don't be lazy. Look it up. You can ask questions, but then as you get a little bit older and you have books, you have a dictionary, you could look it up. Sometimes with permission or for something special, you could even look it up on the internet, I'm sure. But the main thing is to look it up. So today's saint is Saint Erasmus. He is along with Saints Peter and Marcellinus. And he was a holy bishop from Syria. And in Syria, they're always persecuting Christians. And he was persecuted and tortured, and he survived. And then he went to Italy, to Rome, and there he died for our holy faith. Now, a form of Erasmus I learned today is Elmo. And you may have heard about Elmo. I see some heads. Some of you may have gotten an Elmo. That's a Muppet, I think. And I believe that he's red, if I'm not mistaken, and he speaks in sort of a high-pitched voice. Well, some of you may have gotten an Elmo for Christmas or for a present sometime when you were little, but that's neither here nor there, but that's just another form of Erasmus. And the other thing is the word windlass. Do you know what a windlass is, a windlass? That's kind of a crank. You know the sanctuary lamp? If it burns down, then somebody has to climb upstairs and crank it down, and it's electrocated, so the electricity makes the lamp come down. But if you watch it, the chain is on a crank, and we used to have to do it by hand, and now we just have to keep our finger on the button, and it will come all the way down. Well, that kind of an instrument, a crank with a little something to turn it with, was used to torture our saint and to pull out his intestines, which must have hurt very much. But that's the reason why we pray to Saint Erasmus or Saint Elmo if we have stomach problems or a stomach ache. That's how the church thinks. There's always a good patron saint for everybody. Well, you might forget some of the details of today's story, but I hope you children will always remember, listen to the sermons. Listen to what you hear in church and in classroom with your teachers. Listen to the stories that old people will tell you. Sometimes they'll be the best stories you'll ever hear your whole life long. And if you don't understand, look it up. Those are good tools that you can keep for the rest of your life. God bless you. In the name of